Sports Radio 1392.5, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. Buckle up. The Wildcat Drive starts now. Lines are open at 859-381-1313. Now, here's Matthew and Jimmy.
Welcome to Wildcat Drive, Monday, May 18th. I'm reading it on my computer. That's how I knew what date it was.
Good for you.
Yeah, because now, this week, what? What do we have to look forward to this week in sports? What?
NBA playoffs?
The conference finals?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
It's the new rivalry. Mm-hmm. Wemby and Chet. Spurs Thunder.
Okay. We do have something to look forward to, peeps. Listen up. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. in studio with me and Jimmy, Jay Blanton will be here. He is the Vice President of Community Relations for the University of Kentucky. And we're going to talk to him about the changes at UK, as well as the scrutiny, and that's the word that Jay himself uses, when it comes to a lot of decisions being made. Some of them have to do with athletics. A lot of them don't. But it's great that he's coming. He'll be here in studio with us, as I said. If you have something you would like to ask Jay Blanton, and remember, within reason and respect, 859-381-1313 is how you can text us with a question for Jay Blanton. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. All right, today on Wildcat Drive, at 4:30, Tristan Farris of KY Insider, which AJ, who's in studio, knows something about, because he's with KY Insider also. All right, you don't have to go through all that stuff, really. A little nod would be okay. I swear. This generation, it's
kids.
Look at me. It's all about look at me. Tristan Farris will join us. We got some stuff to talk about other than Tyron Stokes.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I got to do it every day. I have to. Is he still going to Kansas? Nothing has changed?
No, I have not seen any breaking news.
Okay. But there are several things going on with UK basketball. Mark Pope and the staff were in Memphis. You might ask why.
Why?
Thanks for asking, Jimmy, because the first Nike EYBL event of the year was in Memphis.
I thought it was to go to that cool Bass Pro Shop that looks like a pyramid. Maybe that was
Well, there's
part of
that,
it.
Or you can go to Graceland.
Oh, yeah. Get you a peanut butter and
banana.
Yeah.
Don't make Elvis jokes. I'm a huge Elvis fan.
No, I was trying to remember what the sandwich
good.
Was.
I'm just preempting.
No.
There were plenty of players. It was the class of 27 and 28's top prospect. So Coach Pope was there, Coach Williams, Cody Feger. Just checking out all these players. And we'll talk to Tristan Farris about some of them. They're, almost all of them were there.
Yeah.
And that's good. It's good. Maybe we won't have to go through a high school recruiting year like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but also,
you know
how fans are, especially BBN. They're like,
we don't
care about 27. What's happening
I know
in 26?
That, but so it's a lose-lose.
Pretty much.
Either we don't care about 27,
yeah,
or if they didn't go, why aren't you there?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get it. So we'll talk to Tristan Farris about that. At 5, the always interesting Emilio San Martin will join us, who is one of our Well, we have three Reds specialists, I'll say. We have Alan Stein, we have Wick Terrell, and we have Emilio San Martin. And Emilio will join us, and we'll talk a little about the team that dropped 2 out of 3 to the Guardians over the weekend. Remember when they were like, weren't they at one time 10 games over 500 or
close to it? So yeah.
Nine. Yeah, they're 24-23. They're 5 games back of the Cubs. Now, 5 games back, you two are too young to remember this. But in 1951, which I remember.
Sure, and most people listening do, I would guess.
Okay. The New York Giants were 13 games behind the Brooklyn Dodgers in August and came back, tied them, and Bobby Thompson hit the home run to win the pennant.
Yeah.
So 5 games back on May 18th.
Yeah, there's only 112 games left, I think.
I think it's so. Even more than that. Anyway, we'll talk to Emilio, and it's always fun with him. They are in Philadelphia. Boy, Philadelphia, the PGA Championship was just right outside Philly in Newtown Square, and I'll talk a little about the PGA in a few minutes. So they had that going on. Now they got the Reds coming to town to play the Phillies at 6:40 first pitch, 6:10 pregame. And by the way, I'll just throw this in there. What have I been saying for years about who I want in the New York Yankees dugout?
Oh. Donnie Baseball.
Donnie Baseball.
Yeah.
One of the greatest Yankees to ever play. Oh, and he's managing the Marlins, and he's with Toronto, and he's... So the Phillies fired their manager, and they bring the interim. That'll be gone. The interim tag...
Surprise, it's not
for
yet.
...for Donnie Baseball. They are 15-4 since he took over. And I don't say, well, they have a good team, and the Yankees aren't... I don't want to hear that. Because you know what the Yankees did last night? And this is another one of these things where people in Kroger, when they talk to me about our show, they love when I get really angry at, like, Aaron Boone and the Yankees.
Yes, which happens.
Because there's a lot of Yankee haters around. And
everywhere, yeah.
Well, so they're playing the Mets. Subway Series, right?
It was rivalry weekend.
Rivalry weekend, correct. So yesterday's game, I'm watching the PGA. And I checked the score, and the Yankees are up 6-3 in the ninth inning. And the guy I hate most on the Yankees pitching staff, Bednar, I've been complaining about him all year to Dave Sims, my friend. What does he do? I didn't even know it. They were up 6-3, ninth inning. I went, okay. I get a text from Dave Sims, who has just finished calling the Yankees game. And it's 8 F-bombs, and then your guy Bednar just gave up a 3-run game-winning home run.
Ooh.
Game-tying, actually, to send it to extra innings. We were 3-for-15 with runners in scoring position. I hate them. They suck. Anyway, okay, good.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah,
a little.
A little. Yeah. A little. And, oh, by the way, this week, the Yanks have Toronto and Tampa this week. So they're on a high going into this week. Anyway, okay, enough about them.
Also, Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies, I don't know if anyone's been paying attention. He's at 20 home runs.
Yeah,
already.
Whatever. Yeah, it's great.
He's on fire.
Yeah, it's great.
Good what, do you not like him now?
I love Schwarber.
Oh, you're upset because Judge doesn't have 20. Oh. I see.
Or Ben Rice, who has 15.
Sure, yeah.
I'm just saying. Not that I'm counting either of them. It doesn't matter to me if they don't win games.
True. Also of note, Ellie is hitting over 300. He's at 302 right now.
Just wait.
Yeah?
Just wait.
It's interesting how, like, each season he's evolving.
Isn't it amazing? He's gotten a little better.
Yeah, he's not stealing bases, but he's hitting more for average now. Like he's evolving as a ball player.
Okay. And at 5:30, Dylan Gaudet, our friend, because you know what happens this weekend?
Oh, it's already here.
We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and then boom, here it is, the Indy 500. I wonder what the weather in Indy is going to be, because it's fairly close to here. And peeps listening, I don't know if you realize this. It's beautiful today. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow, apparently. Starting Wednesday, we're going to get 84 days in a row of rain, apparently. Something like that.
Looks like Saturday's going to be, it says occasional showers in Indy. 50% chance of rain.
Okay.
But again, well, that's 4 days from now. So. Yeah.
Well, apparently when the forecast here is 80% chance of rain every day for the next week, I would say there's a pretty good chance we'll get some rain.
Yeah.
So everybody listening, if you're going to play golf, play today or tomorrow because that'll be it for a while. Dylan Gaudet is going to talk to us about Indy 500 qualifying. Very interesting. I believe Alex Palou won the poll, but we'll have Dylan fill us in on what's going on. Because there are a lot of people from Lexington and environs. I knew that AJ would look at me like that. That's right. He's Googling.
I wouldn't even know how to spell it to Google.
E-N-Environs. V-I-R-O-N-S. Environs.
Hmm.
What does it sound like?
Environment.
Kind of, but more specific.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
The surrounding area or vicinity of a place. Environs. So the
Lexington and environs.
Every day when you bring up words like this, I don't even know what to think.
You know, I graduated, but I still learn something new every day being on this show with his vernacular that he brings.
Have I ever let you down?
No.
With these words.
You know how people say, I've 35 years of living, I have not read or heard that word with my ears once in my life.
And I got a million of those stored in my head.
Yeah, you do.
I'm surprised I could spell it right.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard it.
You mean after I spelled it?
No, that's how fast I am typing. I Googled it
before.
Well,
you're that generation.
Yes, sir.
I need to say it to Siri. Anyway, as I was saying, there are a lot of people from Lexington and the
environs.
Thank you. That go up to the Indy 500 every year. See how that works? It was perfect.
Yes, it was perfect.
Sometimes I amaze myself, really, most of the time. All right, what else are we going to get into here? Oh, the biggest news in the NFL, apparently, since last season, since the Super Bowl, revolves around A-Rod, and the Steelers.
Yeah, he's back.
Shocking.
I'm excited. Oh, I can't wait. I'm not even a Steeler fan, but my fandom for Aaron Rodgers goes back years. So I just want to see him play. And he's reunited with his old coach.
Yeah, how'd that end up?
With the unsubstantiated rumors, easy for me to say, of that they hate each other. I guess they don't.
Well, apparently, because that we forget how long ago that was.
It was a long time, yeah.
They even talked about it. I heard one of the guys on one of the shows talking about it, that over time, Aaron Rodgers has even talked about it because it did not end well.
Well, yeah.
Now, there was a lot of talk that it was because of Aaron Rodgers. That was never true, but he certainly wasn't
like most
happy.
Rumors surrounding him that the media says, yes.
Well, there are some things that have been true. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, when you throw,
can choose to believe
when you
them
throw 100 turds at the wall, one of them's going to stick. I will defend him till I die.
I don't understand why. I don't. Is it just because of how I feel about him?
No.
I don't get it. It's not like he was the quarterback of the Niners and won a Super Bowl.
He should have been. They should have taken him over. They should have taken him over Alex Smith. I'll never. But then, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today.
See, this is what I don't get. I get why Angelo idolizes him, because he's a Packer fan.
Yeah.
And he did one good thing while he was with the Packers in 13 years or however long it was.
Four MVPs.
Yeah, whatever. They won one Super Bowl. I mean, see, I don't particularly care about personal honors.
Oh.
Individual honors.
Okay.
I don't care that SGA won his second. Well, I do, because he's from UK.
Yeah. And Canada. And I know how much you love Canada.
I love Canadians. Yeah. I do. That's true. But I am much more into team awards than individual awards, unless it's golf.
Yeah.
Then it's all individual, unless it's Ryder Cup or President's Cup or the Walker Cup.
Yeah.
Do you even know what the Walker Cup is?
No idea. Is that where they don't? I don't know.
They don't ride?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, they don't do that in PGA anyway.
How did I know that?
Because that's I'm a simpleton.
No, the next. Walker Cup is the amateur competition.
Ah.
Between America and Great Britain and Ireland, amateurs. It's one of the oldest sports competitions there are. It's great. Hmm. Anyway.
I do have one thing to say about SGA. This is not related to him winning the MVP, but it's a... I think he talked about it in another story, and it's been brought up a couple times, that he was cut from his middle school or JV team or something. What should that be a thing that we care about? Why is that a big deal? Because 10 years later, when he was fully matured, he won an MVP.
It's the same thing as saying Michael Jordan didn't make his sophomore high school team.
But why does that continually get brought up? Like, yeah, some guys are late bloomers. So were they supposed to be phenoms from the age of five?
Jimmy, more than anyone should understand that if they don't talk about that, what are they going to talk about?
Yeah, but
how
I feel like
Brady
it's
now,
just gone back. Well, Michael Jordan was cut. It's like, all right, cool. So he was 14. Like, he may have not been that great and coordinated at 14. That happens to a lot of people that go on to be great.
No, it didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to you.
Well, I was cut from I didn't make the basketball team in ninth grade. And then I stopped playing basketball.
Because you didn't make the team.
Yeah, so.
Now, quitter.
That was the point I was going to bring up. That's why they bring it up. Because if Shea had quit after getting cut,
I guess,
we don't get an MVP. Canada doesn't get a national treasure. And Drake doesn't have a bunch of lines he could bring up in his next four albums.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, shut his mic off.
The Iceman.
No, it's a good point. That's all true. They have to have so you always say we need something to talk about.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that he could have just quit for, but it's like it's brought up like with the Michael Jordan. Like, yeah, plenty of guys. I saw an interview in the offseason with Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal. Combined, they had three offers coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, some guys are just late bloomers, and then they end up being incredible because they go through a growth spurt at 19 instead of 16. But not to take anything away from SGA, but I just don't understand the lure.
No, one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, I just don't understand the lure around it of like, oh, he was cut from his team in ninth grade.
He got 83 first-place votes.
Crazy.
Jokic was second with 10.
Oh, man.
I have no argument with that.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm surprised it wasn't closer.
I did see Cade Cunningham got two votes for MVP of the entire NBA.
That's why he played like dog poop in the seventh game yesterday. He was mad.
I always like to look for
somebody
those.
Somebody told him he only had two. And
to just look through the voting and look for the random person that gets a vote. And it's like, oh, like in the Heisman. What you do? It's like, oh, yeah,
Is there anybody else that got a vote?
Let's see. I'll get it pulled up. I'm waiting on the graphic.
So SGA had 83. Jokic had 10.
Wemby had 5.
Oh.
Cade Cunningham had 2. And that's it for first place. Yeah.
I'm surprised Wemby only had 5.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, he's only the 5th active player to be named consecutive MVPs, 7th over the past 40 years to win multiple MVPs before turning 28. I guess that's some magic age. The others are Jokic, Giannis, Steph, Tim, MJ, and LeBron. It's a pretty good company.
I think they said before turning 28 because SGA will turn 28 in July. So, like, that's his current age. So,
yeah, I know.
They just make up the cutoff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That to me is like 27. That to me is like getting cut by your middle school team.
I hope they fired that coach, whoever cut him. Or they promoted him. Because actually the coach cut him knowing that if I do this, you're going to be better because of this one day.
He probably did it just to see how motivated it would make SGA. Obviously it worked.
Yeah.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers' deal, $25 million.
Team friendly.
Yeah.
What a selfish guy.
Should we make predictions or is it too early?
It's never too early. I think we should predict how the season goes. They have lines out for games in like week 12.
They asked Damian Woody today, speaking of that.
Yeah.
The over-under total for wins for the Steelers is 8.5. That's what people think of the Steelers.
Because that's what they've been for the last 15 years.
And they asked Damian Woody, would he take the over or the under? He didn't bat an eye. He said, the under. They said, well, wait a minute, Aaron Rodgers. They had OTAs starting today. That's voluntary. And Aaron Rodgers was there.
Ooh.
Doesn't that say something?
What a selfish guy.
Damian Woody said, yeah, but, I mean, he did a lot of good things last year, but he also did a lot of bad things. And he's now a year older. I don't know. He's a special human, though. You can't think of him in the way you think of others, apparently.
I just ran through their schedule like super quick, and I settled on 8 wins just at a glance. So I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I think they'll get another one, a random one.
All right.
Yeah.
They might lose a random one,
they
too.
They could.
I'm just saying. And I know about gambling. I made a live bet on Aaron Rye with 5 holes to go in the PGA Championship.
Well done.
That's right. I had 3 other bets on, guys.
You're not supposed to bring that up.
I want to be honest.
No.
I still ended up winning money.
That's all that counts, though.
But I did win $46 on Aaron Rye on a $6 bet. That's pretty good. Are you listening, Brad Taylor, the bottom line? Anyway, all right, what else? Oh, I've been waiting for this announcement. Nashville is expected to be named host of Super Bowl 54, I think that is. Is that good by me? That's what the Roman numerals are? 54. I surprise myself with my intelligence.
Unfortunately, that's 64.
Oh,
I was
that's
thinking,
what I mean.
Wondering.
Did I say like, 50? I meant 60.
Yeah, okay. So
okay.
We just had 60.
In 2030, by the NFL owners, they're going to vote for the city on Tuesday. Oh, they have the spring league meeting now. Well, it's because Titans are going to have a new stadium expected to open in 27. So why not have a Super Bowl there?
Place is
oh
gonna
my
be.
Lord, can you oh
no
I can't even I'm gonna get in a car and drive north
yeah
during that time, so I the further away from Nashville I can get, the better. What else do we got? Okay, the Batcats. Now AJ has been covering our Batcats for us here, so why don't you update us on what's going on now?
Well, after dropping their last 2 games of the season versus Arkansas, mm-hmm. that finally set them at 13th in the SEC, where they will now face off against number 12 Vanderbilt in the first round of the SEC baseball tournament on Tuesday at a time later to be decided. Now, the Wildcats, if things had worked out right, they could have gotten as high as 9th in the SEC to play number 16 Missouri. But it didn't turn out that way, so now they will have to face a familiar foe that they did play earlier this year.
Yeah.
To which they only got 1 win and then lost the next 2.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it's everybody.
Yeah, that's basically how their entire season went. Mm-hmm. But nothing's impossible. There is a chance. I'm looking at this schedule now versus Florida and then Alabama after the next two rounds. It is possible that they can win it all and then host in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, stop it. No, stop it.
Why? Who says no?
No.
Kevin Garnett said it one time.
Huh?
Kevin Garnett said it. Anything is possible.
Oh.
And then I think Jason Tatum said the same thing years later, I think.
And I have to do what Ted Lasso said, that sign on our wall.
Believe.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to win, let's see, 5 games in 6 days.
Yes, single game elimination tournament.
To win the SEC tournament and then host the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Yes. But at the very least, if they can win against Vanderbilt and Florida, there is a high chance that their odds in the NCAA tournament go up for a better seeding, which they need drastically. Because now it's looking like they're going to be in the last four.
Okay. That's the info we have.
And I believe the game tomorrow is at 2:30. Again, estimated, because all these games, they're playing on the same field. So
all the teams are there.
Yeah.
At Hoover Field? Is that... We're
down in Hoover, Alabama.
Oh, boy. I wonder where all these teams are staying. See, this is the kind of thing I think about. Like Hoover, Alabama. Where is that now?
Just south of Birmingham.
Okay, so they're all staying in Birmingham, basically. Because they're nothing against Hoover, but they probably have one... Like a Motel 6.
Big high school football down there. They used to have a TV show. Hoover High School.
Oh. That was a fictional TV show, wasn't it?
No. That one was a real one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe they have two Motel 6s there.
It's possible.
That's the kind of thing I think about. It's like they got how many people with each of 16 teams there?
Yeah.
That's how many are there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't even think you could fit 16
buses. That's just players, like 200 players, plus staff and families and all kinds of stuff. I'm just saying.
It's a lot. And then they're going to have to play Vanderbilt after staying in, what'd you say, Motel 6?
Yeah.
Yep. And then after, they're going to have to play number 18 Florida, if they went number 18 in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
They do have a Best Western there. It looks pretty nice. Heated pool?
They have a heated pool
there? And a Red Roof Inn.
Can you pull up some of the reviews? I think I might stay there.
4.2 stars. Okay.
I could request credentials. I need to stay somewhere.
This is good. So, peeps, if you're thinking about going down tomorrow or today to see our Batcats play in the SEC tournament, this is why we're here. Being live and local, Wildcat Drive is letting you know there's a Red Roof Inn, there's a Best Western.
Yeah.
And what else did you say? There was another one.
La Quinta.
La Quinta. Oh.
And they're usually pet friendly. Don't quote me on that, but most of them are.
Again, great to know.
That's what we're here for.
Bring the dog. But don't bring the dog to the field. It's not bark in the park.
No.
There. This is serious business. All right. Go. Oh. We got to take a break. Anything else before I... All right, nothing. Oh, we're going to talk later about TBT. The basketball tournament is coming back this year. That's pretty cool, and we'll talk to about there. Finally, before we take a break, I saw this stat and the highlight. This century... Teams were 0-640 when trailing by 8 or more runs in an NCAA softball tournament game. 0-640, which is now 1-640 because Texas Tech down 8 runs with 2 outs in the final inning came back and won that game. And those highlights were insane. Insane. I don't even remember who they played.
That's why they say anything is possible.
Okay.
See?
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. That's easier than winning 5 games in 6 days in the SEC tournament.
Oh.
Coming from 8 runs down.
Get ChatGPT on it. We'll ask him. They know ball.
Tristan Farris of KY Insider will join us when we come back. It's ESPN 92.5, 1300 AM, brought to you by your Lexington area Ford dealers.
Get online and more, the Party Source and Liquor Barn, or order online at oldlimestone.com.
Are you ready to have some fun? Are you ready to get a bite to eat? Are you ready to be a winner? Red Mile Gaming and Racing is ready for you. Play on one of our 900 exciting games, enjoy live entertainment, and check out the Red Bar, our brand new sports bar and lounge. Who's ready for fun? Here I come. Get you ready.
Here I come. Listen to the Alan Cutler Show weekdays noon to 2 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM and on the ESPN Lexington app. You're locked into the Wildcat Drive on ESPN Radio 92.5 at 1300 with Matthew and Jimmy.
Welcome in if you're just joining us on Wildcat Drive. Welcome back if you've been listening. We now get a chance to check in, which we do often, with our friend Tristan Farris of KY Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Tristan Uda. T-R-I-S-T-A-N-U-D-A. I said that to make AJ laugh. And it worked, I think. Hello, Tristan.
Hey, guys. How are you all?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's kind of a little bit slower here the last little bit. So.
Oh, yeah, but it never completely slows down. Just because.
Nice weekend. So.
Yeah, okay.
in a way, it's like it's slower, but that also kind of makes it worse because it's slow, but we're waiting on two things.
We're still waiting.
Malachi and Mom Chilovich to make their choices. So there's nothing else to distract us in between of like, oh, well, there's this guy coming to visit. No, it's just that for the next 12 days.
Except now, wait, Tristan, we've had Zoom calls with people, right? And this is something I want to talk to you about. And we'll get into the TBT also. But Mark Pope and the staff have been in Memphis looking at 27 and 28, that's the years, possible targets for us in the EYBL deal. So wherever you want to start, Tristan, is good with us.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the weekend in recruiting, yeah, they seen about two dozen players. So a long list there. But I think if you want to touch on some priorities, some guys that they are there for every game for, CJ Rosser, who's the number one prospect on 24/7 Sports, Marcus Spears Jr. There's Beckham Black, which is probably going to Arkansas, but there's Caden Daughtry. So there's a plethora of guys. So I think what the broader point is, Mark Pope is going to cast a wide net, and he doesn't want to strike out on this recruiting class. Now this class may not be as strong as the last two, which is unfortunate, but I don't think he's going to go over. At least that's the goal, anyways.
So with the thought with this, now going back to this time last year. What were they doing as far as high school recruits? Because as we saw, there was basically no high school recruits coming in this year. So did they have the same course and plan of action last year and they just everything flopped? Or are they focusing more on a year ahead for high school this year?
Well, I think last year they had a similar approach, but they also got an earlier start on it. So the way the offseason's kind of set up this year kind of pushed back the transfer portal, kind of pushed back everything. This was really the first opportunity Kentucky's had the chance to prioritize who they're trying to pursue in the 2027 class. So I think last year they kind of keyed in on some guys early, like Tyron Stokes, and they kind of put all their eggs in that basket and a couple others, and it just didn't pan out. I don't think there's some guys that Kentucky really likes, but I don't know if they're going to go all in on a guy cause that to miss other guys this year. So I think there's a kind of been a step back and a different approach. And obviously you had two different Well, at some point, you're going to have two different assistant coaches. You currently have Mo Williams and Mikhail McLean, and Cody Feger doing a lot of the recruiting with Mark Pope. But so there's some different approaches there because Mikhail, he's on the recruiting trail more than he was. I think he's at a couple events last year. And then Mo Williams, he brings a whole different ball game in terms of guard development. So a different approach and a little bit of different personnel.
I feel like we've brought it up talking about assistant coaches. We brought it up a couple different times over the last few months. Jamal Crawford seems like it got quiet again. And now over the last couple days.
Still though, yesterday, well, Jamal Crawford.
Has there been any like actual talk about him coming here? Or are these just rumors that get, you know, spouted up online and then it just turns into another thing for a couple days and it'll disappear?
I think it's just kind of recirculatory news. I think that's the best way to put it is Jamal Crawford has an offer on the table. Kentucky's not been in any rush to hire for that position. And they've just been kind of letting Jamal Crawford, I think he initially turned it down and then they reoffered him and was like, just think about it. And I think that's kind of just where things are is he'll look at things after he's done with his pledge with NBC Sports through the playoff stuff. That's one thing to consider. But I think it's just at this point, it's been 6 weeks since he was initially offered. He's a West Coast guy. His kid is a big priority for him. He's coaching him in the EYBL, and he's going to be a top five prospect in that 2029 class. I think for him, it's just, is now the time to jump into coaching because he's always talked about being a coach. And if it is, Kentucky's a great opportunity to start there. But if not, I completely understand watching your son grow and investing into his career and development.
I do that. Just looking at it for him, from a dad point of view, that is a good point. Because if he's graduating 2029, that means he's going into his freshman year now. So it's like you're missing out on his entire high school basketball career, basically, if you're here at Kentucky. So unless he moves here, then he could go to school here and Jamal could be. But that is another wild card factor that you don't really think about when you're like, well, why didn't you just accept it? It's Kentucky, but there's personal things involved.
Yeah, we always look at things in blue tinted glasses that not everybody else has. So it changes the way you look at things. You take a step back and look a little bit different. So, but like I said, he's always been a West Coast guy. So it's going to take fortunately for Kentucky, it's a strong job to offer to pull him away. It's just, I wouldn't get my hopes up until he says yes.
All right. By the way, I love that you use the word plethora. Like that means something to me, and I'm constantly.
Is that your favorite word?
Well, it's one of them, and AJ and Jimmy, we've already had a word that they never heard today on the show. So, I guarantee you that Tristan knows that word. I guarantee it.
I'm just asking.
Do you know what the word environs means, Tristan?
I'm gonna have to join AJ and Jimmy. I don't know.
I'm very disappointed. Mm. Very. But it's okay because you knew plethora.
I got a 50%.
It means surrounding area is what it means.
Okay.
So if it sounds environs, that means the area around Lexington. Okay.
Okay. And to learn something new every day. That's it sounds similar to environment. So I guess I should have just guessed that.
That's good. I guess I am now a mentor to KY Insider. I guess that. What's that face, AJ? Careful. You're about to be jobless, pal. Okay. Talk to us about, let's talk for a minute about TBT because it's changed. This is not your grandpa's TBT. Jimmy, it's been around since 2014.
Yeah. I didn't realize it. It's been a long
time. Yeah. But it's different this year. Can you explain to everybody why it's different?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for Kentucky fans is last year they didn't get the opportunity to play Louisville. This year they're guaranteed a three-game series to play Louisville. So I think that's the big thing. And I don't mean to be exaggerate this when I say this. That environment when Kentucky at La Familia in the Ville, Louisville's TBT team, when they played in Freedom Hall 2 years ago, that is one of the best Kentucky environments I've been a part of in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That was an old school rivalry environment. So it would be awesome if they could recreate that this year. So it looks like La Familia's got a pretty good start bringing back Willie Cauley-Stein, the twins, Archie Goodwin, Reed Travis. Curious to see what else they're trying to get. I know they tried to work it out with John Wall, just couldn't make it work with contracts and stuff to help him join. Not contracts, but his job with Howard kind of threw a wrench there. So, but no, it should be a fun summer. And if you get three guaranteed chances to play those Dirty Birds, then you should get some good action.
And something else that they put in here with this. So let's say the first two games split. Whichever city, Lexington or Louisville, buys the most tickets after the second game, that's who gets to host game three, the rubber match of the series. That's insane. Incredible little wrinkle they threw in there. But I did want to go back to the last time they played in 2024. You tweeted out that you loved every second of it, despite being in the middle of the post-game scuffle. So can you just talk us through, like, where were you? Did you have any spit droplets on you? Were you kind of close to Nate Sestina?
I didn't get any spit droplets, so I guess I was far away or to the side of what I don't really remember where I was. I just know when a game typically ends, as a photographer, if you're taking pictures, which I do most of the time for games, I run on the court. So when I ran on the court, I find myself in between 10 guys that are 6'3" plus. And I couldn't really see that high, but definitely in the middle, but I didn't get hurt or anything. So live to tell the story of it, I guess.
Well, we're grateful for that. By the way, it used to be a single elimination 64 team tournament, huh? Sounds like the NCAAs before it went to 900 teams. Okay. Now it's going to be just 16 teams, and 8 of the teams are going to be alumni teams like La Familia. Mm-hmm. And so this is, oh, and by the way, the winning team is now going to split $2 million instead of $1 million. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Boy, I'll tell you, that's too bad. I feel sorry for those guys. So this is some big changes with this tournament.
There are, and I think it's good. An event like TBT, it's kind of hard to draw interest for 64 teams.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier to do it with 16, especially with teams with like players people know, like people know Russ Smith, people know Archie Goodman, Liz Lysana, especially the fan bases that are really passionate about those alum teams. I'm curious to see what they do, what teams they come up with for the other 8. But no, I think it's a good move to lessen that field and do kind of the best game series. I think that's do the round robin and get interest from everybody. So I like the new approach, big fan of it. And I think in that event, smaller teams is better.
Awesome. All right. As always, thanks for checking in with us. I know, you know, it's a relaxing time for you, but any day that could be flipped on its head. So as we always say, just keep your phone handy because it's all on you, and we're very grateful. Thanks, Tristan.
We got 9 days to figure out what Moreno and Milan are going to do.
So, oh,
Kentucky's
I forgot about
roster.
That. Great. Thanks. Now I'm anxious again.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thanks,
we'll
Tristan.
See you. Oh boy,
Moreno and Milan.
Milan,
Momcilovic.
Thank you. I just needed to hear you say it again. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one, and then we'll talk some Reds baseball and a little PGA Championship, because for over 20 years, Emilio San Martin was a very important part of the Golf Channel. And I got a couple of things to talk to him about the PGA Championship. In case you haven't heard, it was won by Aaron Rye, and it was fantastic. That's how I feel about it. I couldn't be happier for a guy than I am for him. Maybe I'll explain why. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just keep it to myself.
Be this a good is, thing to do on a sports show.
Yeah, this is Wildcat Drive, ESPN 92.5, 1300 AM, brought to you by your Lexington Ford dealer.
Brought to you by Hicks & Funson, Kentucky Lawyers.
Just your normal afternoon traffic out there right now. No major backups or accidents to report. We'll keep an eye on things and let you know if they change.
Brought to you by Hicks & Funson, honestfearless.com, 859-777-7000.
Are you ready to have some fun? Are you ready to get a bite to eat? Are you
you ready to be a winner? Red Mile Gaming and Racing is ready for you. Play on one of our 900 exciting games. Enjoy live entertainment and check out the Red Bar, our brand new sports bar and lounge. Who's ready for fun? Here I come. Getting ready.
Here I come. Here I come. The law is supposed to be the great equalizer. It doesn't matter how rich you are, what you look like, or where you're from, but it doesn't feel that way today. My name is Zach Dembo. I resigned from the Justice Department when Donald Trump turned it into his personal law firm. In Congress, I'll take on corporations ripping you off, fight to end forever wars in the Middle East, and go after Trump's corruption. I'm Zach Dembo, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because justice should serve the people, not the powerful.
Lead, maximize, and deliver results with LM Digital Agency. Locally owned and run right here in Lexington. Let us get you results at lmdigitalagency.com.
Hi, this is Todd with Haas & Haas Properties, and I buy houses for cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 859-888-3456. I can pay cash and close in as little as 10 days. I buy houses in any condition and any price range and any location in Fayette and surrounding counties. I'm a private real estate investor who buys houses and farms, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorced houses, behind in the payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me today at 859-888-3456. That's 859-888-3456. 859-888-3456.
Say big on your landscape project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 16-inch brick face, cobblestone, or lake stone patio blocks on sale now through May 25th. Say big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. Kentucky Sports Live and Local. This is Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Jimmy.
We always talk about here on Wildcat Drive how sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we wish people could hear what goes on during a break. During that break, once again, it was a teaching moment for these two guys that I'm in the studio with. Sometimes I teach them about UK sports, things dealing with UK, because we are live and local.
Yes, we are.
Other times I teach them about music and other things. And this time I had to teach them about the song Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Just to give you a little idea of what goes on here during breaks. Anyway.
And we did get learned.
You did.
We did.
It was a wonderful experience.
Well, and you haven't even heard the Tom Petty part of it.
Oh.
We just played this Stevie Nicks.
It was just a preview.
Part of it. Yeah. Coming up on Wildcat Drive, when we get back from this top of the hour break, Emilio San Martin, and we'll talk some Reds. Mostly Reds, and then a little PGA Championship, and then at 5:30, Dylan Gaudet, and we'll talk Indy qualifying and what that means, because in case you don't realize it, this upcoming weekend is pretty important, right?
Yeah, and there's also something else. The Indy 500 is happening, but there's a bigger race than that. The Weenie 500. Is happening on Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
And I know...
That's what I was talking about. Oh, were you talking about the Indy 500?
I thought you... That's what I get for
it. I misspoke. It was the Weenie 500. Is that what it is?
Yes.
The Weenie 500 qualifying was this weekend, yeah. I assume. Nah. We'll ask Dylan about
I'm sure he's
that.
Got picks. I'm sure when he goes on Brad Taylor's show, The Bottom Line, that will be built into all the other picks.
Okay. Well, that'll be the first...
As you do.
Be the first thing we ask him then. All right. Don't forget tomorrow, 5 p.m., right here in the studio, Jay Blanton Vice President of Community Relations at UK, will join us for a discussion about the changes at UK and the scrutiny that UK is under because of them. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. on Wildcat Drive, ESPN 92.5, 1300 AM, brought to you by your Lexington Environs Ford dealers.
Brought to you by Hicks and Funson, Kentucky Lawyers.
Just a normal afternoon.
By fall, nursing home negligence, or due to medical malpractice, contact us.
Call 859-777-7000 or visit honestfearless.com for a free consultation.
No gimmicks, just results.
Hi, this is Patrick DiGiacomo, and this is why I would recommend Republic Bank. So when the bank manager brought me over just to show me how their ITM works, he hit this button where an actual live person came on the screen, and she was so kind and helpful, and it just made me feel like, wow, I'm not dealing with just a machine. I'm dealing with somebody that's actually paying attention to what I'm doing, and it made me feel really good.
And that's how Republic Bank helps their customers go from living to thriving. Learn more at republicbank.com. Member FDIC.
Houchins Insurance Group is proud to partner with Auto Owners Insurance, a company that provides opportunity for independent agents to make insurance simple for their clients, offering risk management services that range from a renter's policy for your college student to home and auto coverage for your entire family. Houchins Insurance Group assures you that nobody works harder to keep you protected from life's uncertainties.
Reach out to AJ Boss or Zach Bennett at 859-263-2771 to see if Auto Owners Insurance makes sense for you.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
W223 CV Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
It's time for the Wildcat Drive on ESPN 92.5 and 1300. Call or text us at 859-381-1313. Now, here's Matthew and Jimmy.
Welcome in. Now we're number two of Wildcat Drive, if you're just joining us, or welcome back if you have been with us for the first hour. We've discussed a lot of things. We have barely mentioned, because we knew our friend Emilio San Martin would be joining us, we have barely mentioned the Cincinnati Redlegs, or Red Stockings, or some people call them the Reds, I guess. I don't
some people
anymore. Because, as we always say, we have three experts talking about the Reds. Alan Stein, Wick Terrell, and Senor Emilio San Martin. Hello, Emilio.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you both. I hope you're all doing well.
Well, we are. Thank you. Jimmy tipped his hat to you. I don't say cap. He tipped his hat to you. Here's where we're going to start.
I tipped my cap to you. How about that?
His cap. And he's got plenty of them there, as we know.
I do.
That's funny.
I do. Okay.
It's been a couple of weeks since we spoke to you. I don't remember what the Reds' record was the last time we spoke to you. But I know it wasn't one game over 500. Which they are now. So let's start there. And as we know, they just dropped two out of three to the Guardians. I don't care. They're five back of the Cubs now. It's May 18th. I don't care. Let's just start with your general thoughts about the Redlegs.
First, let me lead you guys in a moment of silence. And if you're very quiet, sit very, very stilly. You will actually hear another member of the Guardians hitting a home run against the Reds. It's really, or someone walking, one of our bullpen arms walking somebody. It's April was wonderful. April was exactly what, as a Reds fan, you wanted to see happen. They came out, they weren't hitting quite at the level that they wanted to be, although they were being carried by Sal Stewart and by Eloy De La Cruz. Mm-hmm. And the pitching was sound. And then May came. And with it came pestilence and despair. It just came very, very hard. So we were nine games over 500, mm-hmm. I believe, when last we spoke. And now I think we're 93 games under 500, or at least it feels like it.
No, that's not possible.
No, it's not possible, but it's also not possible that the Guardians hit 53 home runs yesterday, and it still feels like it.
Good point.
The reality is that all the things, it's really a tale of two seasons, obviously, so far. I mean, all the games that we couldn't win last year, the extra inning games, the one-run games, all those games, we were winning them in April. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to the way things were last season. And we have not been able to win those games. We've been giving up those games. Our bullpen went from the best bullpen or one of the best bullpens in the month of April to arguably the worst. So there's a lot of work to do. The Reds, do they have the tools to get to the playoffs? Yes. I think you've seen the emergence of Blade. He's been fantastic. Arguably the best pickup that any team has achieved during the season. And a former number four overall draft pick, I mean, from 2 years ago. This is a guy who's got amazing ability, and he's finally coming to his own. I don't even know where we'd be without him at this point. But the pitching is something that needs to, A, get healthier. Hopefully tonight, Lodolo will give up less than 53 home runs. Mm-hmm. And we need Hunter Green back faster than ever. And unless we clone Chase Burns, we're not going to be able to start him, you know, four games a week.
Mm.
So yeah. They need to really ramp up, their bullpen. Come trade deadline, they're going to need to look at arms, period. That's just the way it's got to be.
What do you make of Sal Stewart, who started out incredibly hot? He was the leader for NL Rookie of the Year, stayed that way for the first probably 6 weeks of the season, it seemed like. He's hitting 175 in the month of May. Is this just one of those, the natural kind of regression to the mean? Obviously, we knew he wasn't going to hit 600 for the whole year, but maybe just now the book is out on him. Other pitchers have seen what to do, where to attack, and we're hoping that he'll level out at some point this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it on the nail on the head right there. I mean, this is he's still a rookie. I mean, all things considered, he was only up for 1 month last year, and certainly came in like a gangbuster at the end of last year, and certainly exceeded our expectations into the first month of this year. But just like the rest of the team, virtually, he's taken a step back. Pitchers are going to, these are veteran pitchers. These aren't AAA pitchers. These are guys that are going to catch up to. They study, they know, perhaps exploit what weaknesses they may have found in film of Stewart in the first month of the season. And when they get to face him, they correct it. That doesn't mean that the reverse won't be true. This is a natural progression. Rookies are going to have their, especially when they're phenomenal phenoms like Stewart is, they're going to have these great moments, and they're going to have some moments where things aren't so great. You're not going to hit, like you said, no one's going to hit 600 the rest of the season, the entire season. So this is a natural. Will it ramp back the other way? Yes, I think it will. I'm as impressed as I was the first month of the year, I've really been impressed with his fielding. He keeps playing a lot of different positions that are not his natural positions, and he's exceeded my expectations defensively throughout the season. But he's definitely, obviously, in a slump. Take comfort in the fact that Ellie is having an amazing year. His best year ever to this point. And again, with Blade and recently Stewart, Spencer Steer has been very, very hot. He's blistering the ball these days. And Nathaniel Lowe, another great pickup during the offseason, he's had his moments as well. So there are some good things to take in offensively. Stewart's in a slump. Will he get out of it? Yes. That's the way things work.
Okay. You mentioned Ellie. Let's talk about him for a second, because we can never talk enough about Ellie De La Cruz as where we're concerned. Jimmy brought it up at the beginning of the show. He's hitting 300.
Yeah, 302.
302, yeah. We never thought maybe that we'd ever say that. He might hit 260 and steal 100 bases, but he's really, and to think that he's as young as he is still, and he has so much room to keep improving, that's a real big plus.
Yeah, I mean, the only if there was a negative that I could point to, it's not a big one. It's that he's not stealing as many bases as he did
right.
His first two seasons. But that is a small price to pay for all the accolades that he, all the good that he has brought to the table. He's hitting the ball with great authority from the right side of the plate, which is a huge step up from what he's done the last two years. He's hitting the ball with authority. He's not striking out as much. People are going to strike out. Joey Votto was amazing, a player, future Hall of Famer, et cetera, struck out. It happens. But Ellie has cut back on that. No, he's not stealing as many bases, but he's hitting with authority to the opposite field. He's hitting from the right side of the plate. He's going to hit from the left side of the plate. He's on his way to, he's having a career year. He's going to be great. He's going to be fine. And he's playing tremendous defense. I don't think we're going to see a 25 to 30 error season. Of course, I say that now, and I hope I'm not jinxing it.
Something about Elliott not running. I was just looking at just some of the stat lines for the Reds. If I were to just ask you, who has more stolen bases, Ellie De La Cruz or Sal Stewart? I think it'd be pretty obvious. It'd be Ellie. No, Sal has 10. Ellie only has 9 stolen bases this year. I don't know if this is, you know, for a reason or if this is just the way the game flow is and he's just not able to steal bases. But that's one of those wild trivia things you could get people with now.
Oh, yeah. If you were to ask anyone, like you said, who knows anybody, anything about the Reds and who's leading the team and so on, your natural answer would be Ellie De La Cruz. He's, you know, arguably the fastest guy on the team, of course. But if he only steals 20 bases this year but ends up hitting 40 home runs, I'll be okay with that. And if he hits 290, 280, 300, 302, whatever he's hitting now, I mean, that would be, I'll take that. If he never steals another base again, which we know is not going to be the case, but he's hitting 300 and he's hitting home runs and he's driving in runs, I'll take that versus the lack of stolen bases. The problem with the Reds is that they do have to get more consistency offensively. To their the negative side of things is when they are hitting the ball, they're not stopping other teams from hitting the ball.
Right.
And that is a big problem. I've pulled out my trusty Cincinnati Reds sponsored abacus. And I have done the math, and if you're scoring less runs than your opposition is by the dozens, you're not going to do very well.
It's a good thing you have that abacus.
Duly noted.
It's a special MLB-sponsored Cincinnati Reds official abacus, and it is true to form.
Okay. All right.
Hold on 1 second. I just heard... Yeah, they hit another home run. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, at least they didn't walk anybody. That's how I'm
saying. No,
Zardo, did he hit another one?
And by the way, at least they're at home at 6:40 first pitch tonight, and they're only playing the Phillies.
No, they're in Philly.
Oh, they're in Philly,
even
which
better.
Is worse.
They're in Philadelphia. Yeah.
And by the way, since Don Mattingly took over, the Phillies are 15-4. So,
yes.
You know, make of that what you will.
I have my holy water at the ready. I'm going to just spray it towards the TV and then see what we can come up with. I mean, the Phillies have certainly gotten hot at the most inopportune time for us, for the Reds. Without question, they are riding a huge wave of offense and pitching success. At least we're not going to have to face Christopher Sanchez, who I think struck out 13 in his game yesterday or the day before.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one good step for us.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect high scoring games. If anyone was anyone who was into wagering, sports wagering or anything, I think one of the safest bets is any Reds game to go over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
As far as the runs over. And I don't you know, necessarily encourage such behavior. I'm just saying. I think.
You can.
Nowadays.
It's legal now.
I'm sorry?
You can encourage it.
Yeah, I know. But I don't do it. So I guess, look, the over of any Reds game is a smart bet, I would say, just because of the way things are. We're giving up runs by the bushel. I mean, I don't even know what the heck the over-under would be for today's game. But if it's anything below 10, I'd take the over.
Yeah. Actually, Brad Taylor, the bottom line on our station.
It is 10 on the nose.
Yeah. Before we came on, that's what Brad talks about a lot with the Reds, is taking the over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I Brad and I are the same mind in that respect. I mean, there's any Reds game to go over, yeah, you may lose one here or there, of course. It's the nature of wagering, I guess. But, I mean, every time I see a Reds game, every time I have caught what the over-under is, it's always, we always exceed it. Our game's always exceeded.
Right.
By a hefty amount. So, yeah. I mean, if you don't care about the mortgage in your house, put it all on the Reds game to go over.
There you go. There's some good advice. All right. Before I let you go, I want to talk to you for a few minutes because I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it was 20 years or so that you did very important work for the Golf Channel. Is that correct?
I did. Okay. I did. I was part of the original crew at the Golf Channel. I was worked there for 19 years.
Yep. Okay. So I would be remiss were I not to ask you what you thought of the PGA Championship this past 4 days and Aaron Rye, the very deserving winner. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the PGA Championship.
I was very impressed by his performance. It was a really great tournament. There was a lot of great talent at the top of the leaderboard from day one, which you expect, but it was a very crowded leaderboard with a lot of big names.
Yeah.
And you loved that from a golf fan standpoint, but Rye was just amazing. That 68-foot putt he hit was impressive. And it's great to see new blood come into the game. I mean, the Rory McIlroys are going to be amazing. They're always amazing. I mean, everybody who's played, Justin Thomas, Smalley was a great story as well. Finished what, I think 3 or 4 shots off the pace. That was an amazing story. And I think this is a great for the PGA. I mean, it really was a great for the PGA. The course played a lot harder than people don't even know that this course really. They're in Pennsylvania, Aronimink. I'm sure I'm probably mispronouncing it. I always did this whole week.
No,
but it is. It was a much more. I mean, PGA is always a hard course. I mean, you always want it to be a hard course, but it is a very, very hard course traditionally. And yet, numbers were coming in very strong numbers right from the very beginning, despite how difficult the course was. So it was great. I really enjoyed it. I really loved it.
Okay, that's good. As you should have.
Yeah, and Rye, and look, this is a great, in a world lacking, far too often lacking great stories across the board, this was one of them. This was one of them. This is a really, really good, this was a tournament filled with great competition, great names at the leaderboard, new names at the leaderboard, new name winning. It was a good story. It should be taken that way.
Yes, agreed 100%. All right, we will be checking in with you, hopefully.
Yeah.
Very soon, when the Reds have strung together a series of games where, I don't know, we win. What would be good, Jimmy, if we won 6 out of our next 8?
Job, we'll take it.
Right? That'd be good? Okay. Or maybe 4 out of our next 6. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, that would be great. I will say, hold on 1 second. I just got
the
Phillies just hit another home run before the game even started. They just hit a home run.
Okay. Thanks, Emilio, mi hermano.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Look, before I let you go, stay positive on the Reds. Like I said, they have a lot of talent still with the team now. Some arms are getting healthier, and they've got a lot of talent coming up in the minors. So there's a lot of Edwin Arroyo is having a monster season. I know they just let Rhys Hines go. They released him to make room on the roster, but we'll see if anybody picks him up. He's certainly great at AAA, but he certainly has not met the challenge at the big league level. But Edwin Arroyo could be our next third baseman.
Oh, good.
Very soon.
Okay, we'll stay positive. All right.
And if you don't remember, he came over in the Luis Castillo trade, what feels like a million years ago.
It was a million years ago. And I know that because that's how old I feel. All right. Thanks, Emilio.
My pleasure always, guys. You have a wonderful day.
You too. See ya.
All right.
All right.
One positive note, Kyle Schwarber's not in the lineup tonight for the Phillies. He's sick, battling an illness.
Oh, no.
So, hopefully it's just a
he'll tummy still bone. Hit his 21st home run.
Yeah, I was also looking.
Just because you like him so much.
I love Kyle Schwarber. All right. How do you not like Schwarbo? He has 41 hits this year. 20 of them are home runs. That's very on brand for
that's
Kyle
like
Schwarber.
More than half.
Close. 40, exactly.
I meant less than half.
But, I mean, especially this far. Normally, you could see that, like, the first, say, 3 weeks of a season, that would make sense. We're, you know, month and a half, almost 2 months into the season.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. Okay, I get it. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Wildcat Drive. Dylan Godet will join us at 5:30 and talk Indy qualifying. And we're also going to ask him what he thinks about every single famous building in the world that would fit inside of the Indianapolis 500 infield.
It's a lot.
I still can't. It's the most amazing thing to me in the world. It's Wildcat Drive, ESPN 92.5, 1300 AM. Brought to you by your Lexington area Ford dealer.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Shop the largest in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and thick decking, all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates using our deck design program. Save big on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and thick decking at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Spring brings carpenter bees, ants, mice, and unwanted insects. No one wants bugs around the back door, windows, and definitely not on their counters. Call us at Truly Nolan today for a free home inspection. We want to keep you truly protected. 859-277-0716.
Houchins Insurance Group is proud to partner with Auto Owners Insurance, a company that provides opportunity for independent agents to make insurance simple for their clients, offering risk management services that range from a renter's policy for your college student to home and auto coverage for your entire family. Houchins Insurance Group assures you that nobody works harder to keep you protected from life's uncertainties.
Reach out to AJ Boss or Zach Bennett at 859-263-2771 to see if Auto Owners Insurance makes sense for you.
Hey Lexington, if you've been thinking about starting a workout routine or you're new in town and you're looking for a great way to meet people, Burn Boot Camp Lexington is the place to start. Right now, you can try us out with a 3-day free trial and experience what makes Burn Boot Camp different. You'll get access to unlimited camps led by certified personal trainers who meet you exactly where you are, no matter what your fitness level. We also include one-on-one meetings with a trainer to talk about your goals and help create a plan that works for you. Plus, we offer complimentary child watch so you can focus on your workout while we take care of the rest. At Burn Boot Camp Lexington, it's more than just a workout. It's an amazing, supportive community that pushes you, encourages you, and celebrates every win. Come see what we're all about. You can find us online at burnbootcamp.com.
Old Limestone Mixing Water for those who savor fine bourbons. Kentucky's limestone filtered spring water brings out the flavor nuances of any bourbon. Pick some up and take the taste test. Pour a bourbon neat. Sip it. Now add Old Limestone. Swirl and sip again. Now that's bourbon. Look for it at your favorite store as well as Total Wine & More, The Party Source, and Liquor Barn. Or order online at oldlimestone.com.
Your roof takes a beating so you don't have to. Primetime Roofing is offering a free inspection by a local roofing expert. Veteran-owned, locally trusted. Call Primetime Roofing today at 859-595-2940.
At Mashney Law, we protect your rights and defend your future. Whether it's a misdemeanor or serious felony, the government's working toward a conviction. Let's start preparing your defense. Give us a call at 859-484-8775 or schedule a free case evaluation at kycriminaldefense.com.
Hey y'all, it's Josh
and Greg from Hicks & Funson, Kentucky Lawyers.
You know, we've heard other firms are soliciting folks out of the blue after an accident, but if that happens to you, hang up or run away.
At Hicks & Funson, we are by the book. We don't chase ambulances or clients.
So if your family has suffered a wrongful death, or if you've been injured in a car crash, dog bite, fall, nursing home negligence, or due to medical malpractice, contact us.
Call 859-777-7000 or visit honestfearless.com for a free consultation.
No gimmicks, just results.
So many great things going on with Lexington Parks and Rec, great public golf courses. Check out PlayGolfLex.com for tournament information, tee times, junior golf leagues, and adult clinics. PlayGolfLex.com.
Listen to the Alan Cutler Show weekdays noon to 2 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM and on the ESPN Lexington app.
Kentucky sports live and local. This is Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Jimmy.
Do you know the song?
No.
Okay. Should I tell you?
Sure.
Cinnamon Girl, Neil Young.
Ah.
Okay.
That was going to be my fourth guess.
I'm not even going to ask you what the three before that would be. All right. Before we get Dylan Godet to join us and talk about Indy qualifying, Coach Minjone of our Batcats spoke right after the game yesterday.
Yeah. Saturday.
Or Saturday.
The final game of the series. Final game
that's
of the
right.
Season.
The series ended Saturday. It's very quick. But we wanted to let you hear from him as the Cats get ready to take on Vanderbilt in the first round of the SEC tournament. They have to win 5 of 6 days to win the SEC title. Not an easy task, but hey, anything is possible. Did I say that right?
It's a good quote.
Okay. All right. Here's Coach Minjone.
Nick, that's some impressive fight for those guys to get down in that hole and come back today. Is that what you stress with them after this one?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know this, but as long as I'm the coach here, like, for 10 years, you've never seen one of our teams just, like, stop fighting. Like, that's part of our DNA. That's what we do. Obviously, that's not good when you go down 11, right? 10-run first, and then they give up another one to be down 11. But, man, give our guys a ton of credit. Like, how did we get back in it? We got back in it. Ira got us some big outs. Ryan Mullen had a good inning. Will Coleman minimized, got in some trouble. Chase Alderman did a great job. We had a non-play behind him. Bryson Treichel, awesome job. Like, how do we do it? And then the fans were awesome. I really felt like our fans willed our guys and created an awesome home field advantage. So, in the last game of the year, thank you to our fans. What a crowd. They kept believing. They hung in there with us. It'd been easy for them to walk away, and they didn't. So, thank you to our fans. I just loved our guys, like, fight. To be able to climb back, to be down 11 and after a 10-run first just tells you everything you know about the caliber and also the type of fight, how we're never out of any game. I don't care who we're playing. So,
as you just mentioned, last home game of the regular season. As you turn the page to the postseason, what are some of the things that are going through your mind?
We got to clean some things up defensively, for sure. We got to get some guys in the strike zone better with more than just zero or one pitches. We've got to be able to land a couple off-speed pitches for a strike. And then we got to get our guys, continue to get them some rest and get them strong and ready to rock and roll. Yeah.
Carson's a guy who's kind of had to fight his way into the lineup at different points this year. He had a big grand slam today. Just, it feels like every time he gets his ball, he comes in with something big.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's hit a lot of grand slams, I feel like. Is that three? I can think of three. I can think of three in my career. I can think of a minimum of three. Like,
but in his first career at bat here.
Yes.
He's got two in SEC play this year. And I think he had one more last year.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of three in my mind. But, so proud of him. I mean, he's waited his turn. And he and I had a really neat conversation yesterday in batting practice. Just reminded him that we haven't given up on him, just to stay ready for your moment. And we talked today. I was like, well, I didn't know you were going to get in the game yesterday. I was just like preparing you and just to let you know that we still got you. And to give him credit for him to be ready for that moment was awesome and a huge hit in this baseball game. Yeah.
Any update on Braxton?
Yeah, Braxton got released last night with his parents. Thankfully that his parents were here, so he got released last night and still has some swelling in his face. So go back in and see some imagery, but he came by today to see the guys. His dad, so smart, he's a coach, and he knows how that could impact your team mentally, so he just felt like it was important for him to see the guys. So the guys gave him a big round of applause today, and he had a big old nod on his eye, kind of looked like Rocky Balboa when he fought Apollo Creed and Braxton, they told him what a dog he is and how tough he is. So I think that was big for those guys to just lay eyes on him and see him. So parents really appreciated all the prayers, and they felt all the love. And, so we'll know more as the days progress and some of the swelling goes down. Yeah, it's frustrating, but you're a team, and you got to click on all facets. And you know that we had some non-plays on the field today that we needed to make, and by the same guys offensively that did something great, right? So you got to be able to pitch, you got to be able to defend, and you got to be able to run offense. And we didn't do enough of those today.
Thank you, Coach Mingione. I believe we can do it. We can win 5 games in 6 days. I think we can win the whole thing. I think we can get to Omaha and win the whole damn thing.
You know what's crazy?
What?
One team every single year wins 5 games in 6 days. Well, I guess not. I guess it could be the team that has a bye, I guess, yeah. But I'd imagine Kentucky would not be the first
team
ever. So some team
can win 4 games in 6 days.
But I'd imagine, I could be wrong, I haven't done all the research, in some of these conference games, one team has won 5 in 6 games in 6 days. If not, that makes it even better.
No, because there have only been 16 teams in this tournament for 2 years.
Yeah. So maybe I'm talking out of my butt.
You are.
It's fine, though. Good. That means, well, that no one's ever done it. Good. Even better. Good. If I'm Nick Mingione and I'm up here and I'm giving this speech in real time to the team, and one of the guys on the team shows me his phone like AJ did.
That was perfect.
And then you go, you know what?
That even whole, better. We got to replay the start of that conversation where you said that.
See, that's what happens when you start to assume things, because what does assuming do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You and me.
Yeah. Not me. You're the one that said it.
But that's what I'm talking about. When you try to be overly positive, sometimes you just back yourself into
a
corner.
You just make stuff up and say it.
And then at the end you go, you know what? Good. We want to be the first. Stack more bricks up against us.
Impressive,
we'll go through that wall.
What was impressive was the speed that you came back to that.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Matter.
None? Good.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't think so. I was setting you guys up.
Oh, boy. You forget we have ace research right here now.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all.
And my mindset was going to like college basketball. Every team, 1 year, every single team has to win however many
UConn
games.
UConn won 6 games in the Big East tournament to get to the national championship and then won the whole thing. Kemba Walker.
Yeah. Step back.
There you go.
The guy for Pitt still hasn't recovered. His ankles are still broken in half.
All right, we're going to take a break and get Dylan Gaudet before Jimmy says something else ridiculous. It's ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM, brought to you by your Lexington area Ford dealer.
Brought to you by Hicks and Funson, Kentucky.
559-432-6209. Hey guys, Cody Burke here, owner of Burke's Plumbing and Septic. If you're in need of a plumber or a septic installer, give us a call.
On the road again.
Rick, where do you think you're going?
Everywhere, Brett. Warm weather makes me want to get on the road again.
If you're like my brother Rick and you can't wait to get on the road this summer, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop for discounted gas and in-store specials.
That's right. This month we have Uncle Ray's Chips and Pork Rinds 3-ounce bags, buy two, get one free, and Icon Beast Meat Snacks, 2 for $6.
Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Charged with a crime? Time is critical. Hi, I'm Abe Mashney, founder of Mashney Law Criminal Defense, Lexington's premier defense firm. We bring award-winning experience, courtroom grit, and trial-tested results to every case. Our tailored strategies are designed to protect what matters most, your future. Call 859-484-8775 or visit kycriminaldefense.com for your free case evaluation. Mashney Law, protecting your rights and defending your future.
So many great things going on with Lexington Parks and Rec, great public golf courses. Check out PlayGolfLex.com for tournament information, tee times, junior golf leagues, and adult clinics. PlayGolfLex.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
You're locked into the Wildcat Drive on ESPN Radio 92.5 at 1300 with Matthew and Jimmy.
All right. Welcome back. If you've been with us since 4 p.m., if you're just joining us, welcome in to Wildcat Drive. And we always love it when we get to speak with Dylan Godet, who for a long time was our not only our Motorsports Monday expert, our weatherman here in central Kentucky. And he's still one of the best weathermen anywhere. It's just in Huntington, West Virginia now is where he is. But we're not really going to talk about the weather, although I will mention something. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Happy Monday to you, too. The only thing I'm going to say is I just saw something on your great Twitter account, at Godet Weather, G-A-U-D-E-T, Weather. I just saw something about the hottest day on record in Elkins, West Virginia, the driest start to the year in Huntington since 1986. I just saw that. And so I want to say, if you would like to somehow take the weather that we're supposed to get here in Lexington starting Wednesday and move it up to Huntington, like for the next week, please feel free to do that. Because apparently it's going to rain here every day for a week.
We go all year really without a weekend of it raining every day of the weekend.
Oh.
And now we get that just in time for Memorial Day weekend, unfortunately.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, it is Motorsports Monday. And we had, I guess, a pretty big qualifying, right, for the Indy 500?
Yeah, we had qualifying for the Indy 500, which is usually 2 days. But speaking of rain, rain washed that out on Saturday. So it was only 1 day of qualifying. So they did two rounds. And last year's winner of the Indy 500, actually, now starting on the pole position for the Indy 500. And that is Alex Palou, his 12th pole in Indy racing in his Indy racing career. And he's the first Indy 500 reigning winner to get on the pole since Elio Castroneves did that in 2010. So a pretty big accomplishment for him.
Wow.
Do you have someone in the 500 that you like as far as right now, or do you kind of wait till later in the week to make that choice for IndyCar?
Jimmy wants to know because he wants to make a bet. Yeah, I'm telling you now.
I was really liking a previous winner that actually had some big time trouble today in practice, and that is Alexander Rossi. He was supposed to start the race second, and they had a huge crash, really the first big crash that they had in all of the multiple weeks of practice that they get for the Indy 500. That included Alexander Rossi and Pato O'Ward, two of the favorites to win this race. Both got collected in that practice. So they will get to keep their starting spots, but they do have to go to a whole new engine and car, considering both of their cars were significantly damaged in that crash. And Alexander Rossi was actually taken to the hospital for further evaluations after he got treated in the infield, but it appears that he is okay. But yeah, that was what looked like a really hard crash in practice today.
Wow.
I know we had brought it up the last couple of times we've spoken to you, but just making sure nothing has changed. There is not anyone attempting the NASCAR IndyCar on the same day this year, right? As we've seen a couple times over the last few years.
There actually is, and it's a last minute, and it's a pretty big, going to make some pretty big news here, and it is the first woman to ever do it.
What?
Catherine Legg. Yes, she is going to do both races. She qualified 27th in the Indy 500. Showed some speed in practice today, actually. But she's going to make the trip down. She races a couple NASCAR races a year, but she's able to get some money for some sponsorship, and she's going to do both in the same day there on Sunday. Hopefully not Monday if it doesn't rain.
No, this is, in a lot of ways, women's sports has, in so many of the sports, has jumped to the forefront now. I love that. I don't even know who she is, and I love her. This is very cool.
Yeah, she's got a leg up on the competition.
Good one. But yes, she is actually in her fifth Indy 500. She's raced a couple of them in the past. She's done pretty well given really bad equipment that she has in NASCAR. She does have a much better chance to compete in the Indy 500 just based on the equipment that she's driving with. Just to do it, do the 1,100 miles in one day, is going to be an incredible accomplishment, considering Kyle Larson crashed in his effort doing it the last two seasons. So it would be pretty cool to see her accomplish that. Hopefully the rain works out and neither are delayed, and she can get that full opportunity to do that. She's driving for AJ Foyt Motorsports, which is pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
for the Indy 500 for her.
So I wanted to lead with this, but Matthew decided to lead with the actual IndyCar race. We know what the main event of the weekend is, and it is the Weenie 500 that's going to be happening, I believe, Friday. Are there first
Who won the qualifying for the Weenie 500?
I don't know if they do qualify. Oh. Dylan, do they qualify for this? I know. Go ahead.
I think they line it up like horse racing for the Weenie 500.
Oh, okay.
So we all know last year that the Chicago dog started in the pole position and ended up being the Slaw Dog winning by half a bun.
Wow.
Do we know, is there a leader in the clubhouse going into this race this year? Who's the
favorite?
Yeah, who's the favorite?
I do not have that information with me. But once I get that, I'll be sure to pass that along that you can get that to your viewers. There was a cool thing that happened at Indy yesterday. They actually took a monster truck onto the track, the Power Rush truck, and he broke the world speed record for a monster truck at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, going 103 miles per hour in a monster truck. That was Camden Murphy did that yesterday. So that was crazy.
103 miles an hour. Now, was this on the actual track, like on the banking of the track, or was this somewhere in the infield? Like, how'd they do this?
I believe it was on the back straight of the speedway, either the front or the back straight. It appeared on the video that it was the back straight. But yeah, for a 12,000 pound vehicle, the previous record was 101 miles per hour. So he broke that there on Sunday.
Oh my Lord. All right. AJ, who is our social media maven, do you know that word?
No.
Okay. I'm teaching.
I haven't heard that word in a while.
Okay. But you do know it. AJ is never, I'm teaching him. I'm his mentor. Anyway, he does great work for us. Earlier, when we were talking about having you on the show, he pulled up on this graphic showing the size of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Never fails to amaze me, from somebody named Kendall Elliott. And in the infield, I still don't think this is real. Yankee Stadium, the White House, the Rose Bowl, the Roman Coliseum, Churchill Downs, the Taj Mahal, Liberty Island, and Vatican City all fit inside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Is that possible?
Yes, and it is. It is real, if you can believe it. So it is a massive track. If you've never been there, you know, just if you ever fly to Indianapolis and get to see the track from the sky, it looks awesome. But then getting there in person, it's different than a lot of NASCAR tracks. Daytona, for example, you have huge grandstands. The track is almost built into the ground in Indy. So it looks like you're driving up to this giant wall, basically. It's not very high, but it's just long. And all directions, you can see just how long it is. And then you get inside the track, and you can just see so long. They have a golf course inside the track as well. That is a very expensive course. I'd like to one day play on it, but it is very expensive to play on.
That's just amazing. That picture is unbelievable.
Also, all 14, obviously, this it doesn't make as much, you know, it's not as impactful when you read all of those things, but all 14 Big Ten conference football stadiums could fit inside as well. But when you include, like, the Taj Mahal and the freaking Vatican,
yeah,
like, amongst other things, that's just wild.
Unbelievable. Are you yeah, going
to compare to the Big House, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You're not going, right, I assume?
I'm not this year, but I did. I was in attendance last year.
I remember.
We also, my bet with Bottom Line and Brad Taylor won our Indy 500 bet last year. So hopefully we can do that again. I'm still kind of leaning Rossi right now. I'll have to see how he does in the next couple practices. But the fact that he gets to keep his front row starting spot, I think that should be an advantage to him.
Okay. Well, we'll be waiting because you're doing – great, not only with this, but with NASCAR, you've been pretty good, I gotta say, Dylan. And on
Hopefully
we're good.
Yeah, hopefully we continue that. The Coke 600 should be a good one for NASCAR as well next week. The favorites look to be right now Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, but I'd say look out for that Carson Hocevar. He has been making some hints that he may do the double next year. And what better PR boost to that going than to win the Coca-Cola 600 this year and then go into potentially doing the double next year?
Yeah, well, you know how we like him. I like him just because of his name. I mean, but, you know, he's a guy I like.
Yes.
All right.
It would be cool to just see him attempt to get into an Indy car, considering he's 6'3" and they're very tiny, so... we talked about this on the show before.
I know.
I think he can fit, but it'll be funny to watch him try it.
I don't know if I ever told you this real quick. One summer, I was living in Boston, and I was in Harvard Square, and this is what just came into my mind when you talked about him being so big trying to get into an IndyCar. And I was sitting at a stoplight, and a Mercedes two-seater convertible pulled up next to me, and I turned my head, and the guy sitting in it was so big that his knees were sticking up out of the car, and it was at the time Lou Alcindor.
Oh,
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar.
He was taking classes at Harvard for the summer, and I turned my head, and this all I saw were these knees. When you just said that about him trying to get into an IndyCar, that's the visual that I had. Anyway, that was cool.
I'm sure that was really cool to see, for sure. It's like seeing Shaq graduating yesterday with him next to all of the graduates.
Oh, he looked that was the best.
2 feet taller than everyone else.
All I could look at was how freaking big his feet are as he walked across the stage. Oh, my Lord. All right. You're the best, man. Thanks, Dylan. We'll talk to you. Obviously, we'll talk to you next week after the Indy and get your thoughts. And we'll be listening for you with Brad Taylor on the Bottom Line and tell us what to do.
Absolutely. Look forward to that on Friday. Talk to you guys next week as well.
See you.
Thanks, Dylan.
Dylan Gote.
Yeah. I was doing research on Catherine Legg, who is going to be attempting both races.
Yes.
She is. She's from the UK. She's from England.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
She's. She's 45, and I'm looking. She's looking for her first win. Period. So this would be. What if she gets both? We talk about
believe.
So why are you so optimistic with her? Well, I'm trying to be optimistic for the Batcats.
Yeah, but there's something different about a woman who happens to be 45 years old, trying to attempt to do something. In a male-dominated sport.
Yeah.
That's who I want to believe in. I mean, I want to believe in the Batcats, too, but come on. You should understand.
What would be more difficult, winning 5 games in 6 days or winning 2 races in 1 day?
Winning 2 races in 1 day.
Yeah, I'd probably say, yeah.
If you didn't say that, I would have said something. Anyway, it's great. So the Batcats are going to win 5 out of 6. Ms. Legg is going to win the Indy. She's not only going to do it, she's going to win the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600.
Boom.
How about that? Is that enough belief for you?
It is for me.
Can we take a quick break?
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Come back, wrap it up. It's ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM.
Brought to you by Hicks and Funson, Kentucky Lawyers.
Just your normal afternoon traffic out there right now. No major backups or accidents to report. We'll keep an eye on things and let you know if they change.
Brought to you by Hicks and Funson. HonestFearless.com. 859-777-7000.
Are you ready to have some fun? Are you ready to get a bite to eat? Are you ready to be a winner? Red Mile Gaming and Racing is ready for you. Play on one of our 900 exciting games. Enjoy live entertainment and check out the Red Bar, our brand new sports bar and lounge. Who's ready for fun?
Coming to the historic Kentucky Theater in concert, Marty Stewart, July 16, Patty Griffin, August 4, Graham Nash, October 6, plus the Jayhawks, Judy Collins, and more, all at the historic Kentucky Theater presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Lexington.
On the road again.
Rick, where do you think you're going?
Everywhere, Brett. Warm weather makes me want to get on the road again.
If you're like my brother, Rick, and you can't wait to get on the road this summer, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop for discounted gas and in-store specials.
That's right. This month, we have Reese King-Size Candy Bars, 2 for $5, and Pepsi Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper 20-ounce bottles. Buy two, get one free.
Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hi, this is Todd with Haas & Haas Properties, and I buy houses for cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 859-888-3456. I can pay cash and close in as little as 10 days. I buy houses in any condition and any price range and any location in Fayette surrounding counties. I'm a private real estate investor who buys houses and farms, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorced houses, behind in the payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me today at 859-888-3456. That's 859-888-3456. 859-888-3456. 3456.
Listen to the Alan Cutler Show weekdays noon to 2 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM and on the ESPN Lexington app. Kentucky sports live and local. This is Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Jimmy.
That'll do it for this Monday on Wildcat Drive. Oh. Have we heard anything from Alan Graves or Milan
Momcilovic? We have not.
Anybody else?
Malachi, no.
All right. I have to ask.
It's a valid question.
Every day, beginning of the show and the end of the show. Thanks to Tristan Farris and Emilio San Martin and, of course, Dylan Godet for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Big day tomorrow, people. 5 p.m. right here in the studio. Jay Blanton will be joining us. The University of Kentucky Vice President of Community Relations. And we're going to have a spirited discussion with him, I would say, about many questions that are being asked of the University of Kentucky. There are changes going on with all kinds of different parts of the university. And that means not just athletics, but things that affect our whole community and state, really. So Jay Blanton will join us in the studio at 5 tomorrow. And we're certainly looking forward to that. Have a great rest of your day or night and a great day tomorrow. And we'll be back at 4. Wildcat Drive, ESPN 92.5, 1300 AM. Brought to you by your Lexington area Ford dealers.
Get